Podcast, Spy Time, excellent.
Hey everyone, this is Lauren and Lena from Spookcast. This is episode 3, and today we're going to be talking about all the things that we wish we knew when we first started having jumping spiders as pets. So stay tuned and let us know what you think.
I have said this so many times, but the first thing that comes to mind is just that they're not as exciting as it looks on the internet, I guess. And, you know, but that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you or what you're doing. Usually, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yes, I think, again, people had more than one and they're showing more than one. Because if you only have one spider, they're going to be in pre-molt. They're going to be, you know.
Yeah.
I think the other thing I really wish I knew is how much time they truly spend at the top. Because I remember before my first ones came, I got really excited and bought a bunch of stuff to decorate with. And they had like intricate, cool bottoms. Uh-huh. They never went there. I don't know.
Yeah, they never. I mean, a couple of mine will sometimes venture to the bottom, but most of mine always are at the top. But it's fun to have like a cute decorated bottom so it looks like a fun little house.
Yeah. You know, and you can feed them down there. So,
yeah.
Use it. I just didn't realize, like, it wouldn't be, like, you know.
They don't use a lot of their area, too. Like, in their whole home, it's, like, majority of their time is, like, spent one-third at the top.
Yeah, I was trying to make a meme the other day. You know, it's like, hey, thanks for spending so much money and time making me this. I'm going to live in a cloud.
Yes.
You know, right. Speaking of which, you guys, I am multitasking again. I am mod podging little slices of wood. So if you hear any glippity gloppity sounds, it's mod podge, I swear. But it's not me. I'm slug life. Just kidding. I was thinking about this. The other thing I guess I wish I knew in the beginning. Maybe not, actually, is how devastating a loss is.
It's hard.
Yeah.
And it, like, depends on the spider, too. You know, like, mm-hmm. If you're closer to one, I feel like that loss is, like, oh, even worse.
Yeah. Yeah, there's... not to be mean to any of my dudes by any means, but, like, yeah, some of them, especially Boots, like, I cried for 2 days, like, off and on, which...
Oh, it's so sad. I know. I hate that part. Yeah, no one does really warn you about that heartache.
Yeah, and I guess that's the other part about it. It's, like, it's not your fault. It's just their lifespan, and that's the most painful part, because it's, like, I'm doing everything right, but...
Yeah. They're short little lifespans. It's heartbreaking, but I tell everyone it's like worth the heartbreak because mm-hmm. the time that you spend with them is like just such a magical little experience.
Oh my God, I know. What about you? Like, what were your things you wish you knew before you jumped in? Because you went head first too, right?
Oh yeah, like with everything I do, just head first. I wish I knew more about like the sizing. Like, I wasn't familiar with like the eye, whatever size. I guess I should have done more research on that, but you know, you learn as you go. So when I got my first spider, it was an I4, and then like you could barely see it. And I was like shocked. I was like, what? Like, that's not what the picture looked like.
The picture is probably just zoomed in quite a lot.
The picture was of like an adult one. And then, you know, you got to read the caption. And then it was like, these are I4. Because I was like, what the heck? Is this even a spider?
Ripped off. Yeah.
Yeah. So knowing like that now, like, you know, I tell everyone, I'm very like upfront with the sizes. I'm like, okay, you know, this is a small spider. Mm-hmm. This is a large spider.
Yeah.
Here's their sizes, you know. Because I think that's important to know. Like, I had no one to tell me that or teach me. So when I get to see people face to face, you know, or talk online, it's nice to be able to tell them that info.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you get a lot of people who ask you for adults? Because I know, like, I was talking to a local pet store around here about giving them some of my babies, and they said we only want big ones because that's all that people want. And it's like, no.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, it's mixed. I would say a majority of people, like, that buy at expos, they want the younger ones because they want to grow with the spider. But there are a few, you know, that want the adults. And I get that, you know, I like adults too. Like, I got Kirby and a bunch of other adults, Rosalina, Wigglytuff. And I think adults too are good for kids at first. The little ones are, like, not very kid friendly.
No, they're fast.
Yeah, they're so fast. And I could see a little kid kind of getting a little nervous around such a tiny one. So that's why I do like the adult.
Yeah. I just, God, people need to be told again, like, if you get this adult, like, just be.
You gotta be
wary. Time is limited, I guess.
Yeah, I tell everyone that. That was another thing, like, you know, buying online, no one was upfront with that part. I mean, they, I guess, assume that you should know, but when you're new, you don't know. Especially if you're buying one from someone online and you don't know how old they are. Like, that's another thing to kind of keep out for. I think all important things to ask are, like I always tell people if they're wild caught or captive bred. And then, you know, if they are wild caught, I could sometimes guess the age, but sometimes I can't. I mean, usually they're either adult or sub-adult. But the younger ones are definitely easier. But I feel like the, you know, basic breeder questions are pretty simple. Like, I feel like those are the two biggest things, or age and wild caught or captive bred. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. But honestly, I think that is also a good way to know if, you know, if the place that you're getting the spider from, if it is wild caught or captive, if that is something that matters to you. If somebody isn't very upfront about ages or, you know, parents or things like that, it might be captive, which, you know, or it might be wild caught, I should say, which might not be what you're looking for. So who knows?
Yeah. I will say, though, if you're looking for an adult, probably 95% are going to be wild caught.
God, I know. I can't imagine selling an adult. Someone asked me on Facebook, or someone asked me on Instagram if I had adults for sale. And it was like, why would I do that? You know, once they get to that stage, that means that they're like my personal spider.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Yeah, if you're caring for them. So the next thing I think I really, like, in the beginning wish I knew about, and this is, like, probably one of the biggest things, is to avoid Facebook groups, like, at all costs. I don't know what is up with the people on those groups, but they're mean to everyone, and it, like, so much drama. So that would be my other advice for people if they're just getting into this.
God, I couldn't get enough information when I started, so I was reading everything, but I didn't have Facebook, and I was looking on Reddit, and I got a lot of ideas on Reddit that I've come to find out. Like, I know that some of the Reddit jumping spider moderators are on Instagram. I forgot who they are. I forgot who they are, but, like, I always saw the, like, don't get a Zilla enclosure or they will die. And I love Zilla enclosures, but, like, just don't put a little one in there.
You know, as long as you're, like, using your knowledge to put the right size spider in the right enclosure, you're gonna be okay. Yeah. I remember you telling me that, like, all the Reddit people are weird about Zilla. And it's all like that bandwagon-y stuff. I feel like that's the same with Facebook. It's like one person is mean to someone and then they all jump on the person and, like, go into, like, attack mode.
Yeah.
Once I started seeing that, I was like, I gotta get off of here.
How do you think the advice is on those, though?
Like, oh, it's so biased.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's just one person's opinion, and I think everyone should, like, you know, believe in their opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. I made one for a split second. I am allergic to Facebook, but, and I joined a couple groups, and it just felt it was, like, super beginner, and, like, oh, here's another thing, I guess, because I think I took screenshots of this, and there was one person who just started, she started pairing right away, and she was just, like, in the, like, you know, the new excitement phase. She started pairing right away. She bought a sack from someone, and then she bought, like, three gravid females at once, and everyone was like, hey, slow down, like, you haven't even started yet. And she's like, I don't do anything slow. So I would say, yeah, something I wish I knew is that the sacks keep coming. And yeah, maybe, like, again, it's hard to say, like, start out with only one, but maybe don't get 30. You know what I mean? Like, don't.
Yeah. Learn from, like, one experience and then go from there is my opinion.
Yeah.
On that.
I can't imagine how she feels now, like, if all of those sacks came. Like,
I know. I'm curious how they are.
I know. Well, don't have Facebook anymore, so. Yeah, I guess what you mentioned is right, like, you have to take things with a grain of salt, because yeah, the Zilla enclosures, honestly, I've had so many happy spiders in them, and as long as it's the right size, like, it's fine.
Yeah,
they're cheap, they're accessible,
but now we have spider stuff enclosures.
Oh, tell us.
Yeah, all new enclosures that are, I mean, they knock Zilla out of the park.
I know, yeah.
They're, like, fully acrylic. They have a top door and a side door. The top door so you can, you know, design it easy. They're amazing, and there's four different sizes. So your spider can have a happy home for each size.
What sizes do you have?
I have, so the smallest one is, I think it's a 2 by 8 inch cube for a little baby. And then the second size is a small, tall kind of size. I think it's 3 inches wide by, I think, like, 6 inches tall. It's something like that. Yeah. And those are great for, you know, like, six, you know, up to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Almost sub-adult. And then there's a cube size, which is good for the same size. Cube is just, you know, different kind of, you know, size. And then the large size is the same size as the Zillas.
Okay. So, like, a 9 by...
It's like 4 by 8.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So,
excited about those, and they'll be at the party. We're having a spider party this Friday, and so those will all be there, and people can come and, like, DIY their own houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be a fun time.
How did they get more info? Like, where is it?
Oh, it's at Skyline Cafe here in town in Reno, Nevada. But if you go to my website, spiderstuff.co,
mm-hmm.
you can get more information there.
Oh,
so yeah, we'll have new enclosures, new merch, and yeah, you can get more information on the website, spiderstuff.co.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm so jealous of people who live by you, because I have never heard of such a thing out here, and that sounds really fun, you know? Like,
it's so much fun. I love, like, getting the community together, especially with a little kind of weird niche.
Yeah, this is definitely a little weird niche for sure.
Yeah. But everyone's always, like, so nice at these things, like the parties or expos. It's always just good vibes, and
mm-hmm.
it's just good time. Ooh, you'll have to come for one.
God, I know. I want to. I wouldn't tell you, though. I'd just be like, surprise! Just kidding. This actually just popped into my head, and I know there's like way more important things to learn first as a beginner, but I know a lot of people are super concerned about handling. Do you have any tips, especially for like people who are kind of afraid, like how to, you know, how to get
there? Yeah. So like a lot of people ask me this question, and my biggest tip is like when you're handling, like your energy is like the most important thing. Like you got to be calm. If you're going to be scared, the spider is going to be scared. And then, you know, like take your little brush and coax the spider out. And I always like like to get them out and let them like go on top of the home.
Yeah.
Because then
you can
easily scoop them, you know, like up with your hands. And then, you know, you kind of coax them into your hand. And they're going to be a little jumpy at first if they're not used to you.
Corn.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I have a video on my Instagram of a roll with the barrel roll of doom.
Oh my gosh. Like,
bye.
Just roll. Like, why are you doing this?
Actually, though, I can tell now. Have you noticed before they do the barrel roll, they tuck their head in, which is actually very smart.
Interesting.
Yeah, if you see them put their head down, you know, there might be a roll in the future. Just like everything else.
They'll start
like,
jumping.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. Like everything they do, they tell you first. Have you noticed?
They do. Yeah, especially if they're going to bite. Like they're going to let you know.
Oh, God. I'm so curious when, if and when we are bitten.
I know. It still has not happened. I was telling you it happened to one of my friends online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she said it felt like a wasp.
Oh, God. See, I've seen for people who are like very seasoned, when they have been bitten, it's because their spider was like having a hard time clinging to something and they thought they might help it out. And then it fell onto their hand and then it was like, ah.
Oh,
so it was kind of like a, you know what I mean? So it was like a,
accident kind of. Oopsie.
Yeah, it was kind of like a response to being like, holy shit, I just fell really far, bite you, or bite, whatever. So I think that might be if we are bitten the way that it comes about. But
yeah, or it'll be me trying to get Miss Daisy out of her home.
What do you mean?
She is the feistiest spider ever.
Really? Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Like, if I try to get her out, like, with my fingers, she'll show me her teeth sometimes.
Ooh. What do you do with your finger, though? Do you go, like, to the back of her? Or
yeah,
like...
I go to the back of her, and she'll turn around and show me her teeth.
Oh, like real teeth. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my God.
I'm like, okay, I won't bug you. Fine.
How do you... That was one thing I saw on Facebook, too, actually, in the 2 days I had it. Somebody was like, my spiders come out without paintbrushes.
Some of mine do. Peach one.
Yeah, same. Same. I don't know if that's something to brag about, but it just depends on the spood, man.
Yeah, it does.
I think
it really does. They're all so different.
Mm-hmm.
And they can change, too.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, dude. Orange Floof and Tan Floof hated me for months. And if I made eye contact with them, they'd be like a turtle. Like,
that's like our Barsis still. I think the first episode we talked about her. She's still hiding from me.
Well, maybe she'll come around.
I hope so. But it's unlikely at this point. That's why you got to get more than one spider. Like, if I just had her... Like, that would be a really disappointing spider. Like, no offense to her. She's beautiful, but she hides 90% of the time.
God, and you'd be like, what do I do wrong? It must be the humidity. Must be my lighting. Must be something.
Yeah. No, it's her.
Ooh. Okay. One big thing about handling that people should know if they don't know is the butt thread. I think pay a lot of attention to the butt thread.
Yeah.
because you can accidentally pull on it while they're on you and scare them, and then they'll be like, bah! But
they can go flying too.
Yeah, but if you just, like, as they're walking, like, if they jump, just kind of, oh, I wish you could see me, but, you know, just use your other hand to, like, pet the thread, basically.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yep, that way you don't pull it.
Yeah, when Peach was a little baby, I would forget about that, and she'd lay a thread down, and I'd, like, go to lift my hand up. No. And she'd be attached to my hand and, like, kind of, like, fly up.
Launch her so across,
like,
the room.
Yeah, whenever, like, I'm at expos or any event kind of stuff, I'll tell people, okay, like, wipe that thread down.
Yep, don't yep, yep.
Let her go flying.
Yeah, you basically wipe it, yeah. Wipe it on the back of your hand as they walk, because otherwise, I think that would scare people and be like, oh, they're running. It's like, no, you just scared them.
Yeah.
What else? I don't
know. What else?
I think, a big one too is pre-molt as far as handling goes.
Yeah, don't handle them after, because they're all fragile.
Yeah, and they will tell you. They'll definitely tell you. Like, if I invite someone to come out, even if they look like they wanted to, and they, like, back away really hard, I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
One thing that I've come across social media is that people are wanting to get a spider to overcome arachnophobia, but, you know, they're afraid to handle them or touch them. I am not certain that I feel like that's the first move, you know? The first move they should make if they're terrified.
Yeah, I don't know. I met a person at the expo that had a few jumping spiders but had never held them before.
Okay, yeah.
And she was scared to hold them, and so I was like, well, let's change that. Oh. Got mine out so she could hold it. I think she bought one, too, from me. Mm-hmm. So we got it out, let her hold it, and that was the first one that she had ever held. She'd already had, like, you know, 5 at home, so.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I don't know. I think it could go either way. Like, I think it could help, like, having them if you're scared, mm-hmm. just by looking at them, and then eventually you get the courage to hold them.
Mm.
But then maybe you need that little push, you know, from someone else.
Yeah.
What do you think?
This is just what happened to me, but, like, misting early on, one of my boys was like, I'm going to jump on you right now. And I wasn't even looking down, really. And the next thing I knew, a spider on my hand. And it always makes me nervous that someone who's super afraid would just, like, fling their hand back or something.
Yeah.
Or react badly. And so, but.
Yeah, that would make me nervous if people, like, reacted badly. But hopefully, you know.
Yeah.
People don't.
No reason to react badly. They're just little floofs, honestly. Like,
yeah.
Little kittens. Yeah, little slow spider floofs, kittens. Unless you have a tiny guy.
Yeah.
Like, ooh. Okay, here's one thing. If you're afraid of the spider, are you prepared for all the gross things that you will need to touch more than likely that it eats? So, like, mealworms, the wax worms, the spikes, which are maggots.
It took me a year to get used to mealworms.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm finally fine with them.
Besties.
Like, now I'm like breeding them and stuff. Like, before I was like so repulsed by mealworms. And now I'm just like, whatever. I think because now I have to feed them to Poodle too, the bearded dragon.
Yeah.
So, there's so many mealworms in my life.
Hopefully not in your cereal or anything. No. Or your pancake mix. Dude, my elementary school... Sorry.
What happened?
I was just going to say, my elementary school, we had pet mealworms, I think because it was a poor school. Did you have
pet mealworms? Pet mealworms?
Yeah, I was like, Mom, can I bring this home? And she was like...
No.
Of course you can, but wow.
That's so funny. How many were there?
I got one.
Oh, you had one pet mealworm.
Yeah, everybody got one.
Did it turn into a beetle? Can't remember.
We also got crawfish. I don't know if you call them crayfish or crawdads. Or
we didn't get any pets in school. Aww.
Hey, wait, though. What do you call them? Crawfish? Crayfish?
Crawfish. Crawdad?
Crawfish. Is that what I said? Yeah. Crawfish.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got pet.
For crawdaddies.
Crawdaddies. Oh, okay, but mealworms. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that is one thing. Would you let one crawl on your hand, like, for a spider to catch?
Because I swear they bite.
I don't want to. I know. Well, they bite spiders, too.
Yeah, they can eat the babies.
They can eat the adults and so can the beetles.
Really?
Yeah, and that's another reason, like, are you prepared? Because, like, sometimes, depending on, like, the container or the, you know, food bowl that you're using to offer the mealworm, it can climb out of it. And the next thing you know, like, you have to dig in the enclosure.
Scoop a beetle.
Yeah, dude. And sometimes it's kind of hard to get them out, like, because I've
had
huge ass beetles just be like, meh. I was like, oh shit, like, Beats had a beetle in her enclosure before she passed away, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't a beetle death. But if it was,
I doubt it.
Yeah, no. Beetle death.
I hope not.
Yeah, somebody else, one of our little friends from the group chat, had a spider die from a waxworm.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, ow. Those can bite. Those can bite, too.
No way.
Yeah, blue fly spikes and spikes, they don't have mouths, but waxworms have mouths.
I've never had an issue with a waxworm. That's wild.
I know. Yeah. So many things. It's like human children. How can I mess you up, spider? Because I will. And that's why you get more than one. That way you don't worry. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right? No, but really, like, once you get more than one, it really does make it more fun.
Yeah.
Like, and also, you have just more to watch.
Remove prey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remove prey that they haven't eaten, unless it's like fruit flies or normal flies. And then, yeah. Get at least 30 spiders. Just kidding.
What do you think is, like, the right number?
Ooh. For me, personally, for adults, I wish I only had, like, maybe, honestly, 6 or, like...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Really?
Yeah. 5 or 6.
Yeah. I remember we talked about this, like, months ago, and we both said 10. But I think
it's gone out.
Yeah, just so you have more time. Like, I know they're going to be boring, but then that gives me time to...
Yeah.
You know?
For time with. Yeah.
Yeah, that gives me time to do other things when they're in a hammock all day, too, and I don't feel like I'm, like... I don't know. Because right now I have, I think, 35 adults.
35?
Yeah, now that Weavis and Boots have passed.
Oh my gosh, you have a lot.
I know. It's a lot. So, yeah, my dream would be maybe 6.
I have, it's in my room.
I can hear you counting.
8.
Oh, bad. God. Oh my God, really? Only 8?
Just in my room.
Oh, okay, never mind.
There's a couple more in the kitchen I need to bring back into my room. But
yeah. Ooh, you have to tell them about your discovery in the kitchen. Or was that the kitchen?
Oh, yeah, in the kitchen.
Ah!
So we were talking, you know, the other day about the free-range foods. And Tom, my husband, was in the kitchen, and he found the cutest little, I'm pretty sure it was a regal on the arrow garden. And that little spider is so freaking aphids are all over the pepper plants. I hate them, but the spider does not hate them. And that little spider was very well fed.
Yeah, you sent me a picture. We'll have to post that on Instagram because, oh my God, I don't know how Tom, he saw one in the ceiling fan and he saw one on a plant.
He's so good at spotting them.
better vision.
Yeah, right? Seriously.
That's crazy.
I'm not good at spotting it like that.
No. Have you found his hammock or her hammock or like?
No, haven't found it. It's like, it's so like green heavy. Like there's lots of plants in there that like the hammock could be anywhere.
Oh, that's amazing. There's,
I think, overgrown pepper, an overgrown sage, and then I think basil in that thing.
Ooh, I wonder if they don't like sage or, you know, stinky stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
It likes, I mean, right where the sage was is where we found it. but that's where little aphids were, so. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Baby muffin. Yeah, we gotta post that. That way people can see, because that's amazing. I'm waiting to see my own free-range New Jersey regals.
I know. I can't wait till you find some.
Nevada regals.
Yeah. Free-range spoods.
It's like a hybrid.
I love it.
Let's see. We're almost out of time, but I guess one last idea for beginners is not to go too crazy as far as money and buying stuff. I don't know if that rings any bells for you or not.
My problem was like, kind of the opposite, because I was like making stuff and I was like, I need to turn this into a business. So I ended up buying way too much stuff.
You did a good job with that though.
Yeah.
Was there anything, because I know I have it, like anything you thought would be like perfect for them and then you're like, no. God, what was it for me? I don't know.
I mean, there's been so many little things that I've been trying to make that never worked, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about you?
I'm thinking too. I just remember before they actually came, I was like, I'm going to make enclosures. And I had no idea what I was doing. Like the holes that I drilled were like big enough that fruit flies came out. You know, I don't know.
Like, I did that too.
But then also, I think a regular beginner mistake is truly focusing on the bottom, like putting a bunch of like figurines on the bottom, calling it a day. And then, like, why does my spider not do anything? Or, you know,
you gotta have stuff on the sides too. Like,
yeah,
some people that just, you know, stick a stick in there and call it a day. Like, if you're going to have a spider in captivity, you have to give it like enrichment and things to look at and things to crawl on. Like, just putting a stick in a box and a couple leaves or whatever some people do is not okay. Thanks, everyone who's listened this far. We're going to go on to our spider fact. And this one I find pretty fun. There are over 5,000 known species of jumping spiders. And what's really cool about jumping spiders is, like, I think me and Lena both kind of found this out around the same time, is they're, like, constantly, like, breeding with other different species of spiders. So all these new ones are coming about. So that 5,000 can greatly, like, increase, especially now, too. I feel like people are having these as pets. So, you know, like here, there's a couple like wild regals in my house. You know, what if those regals and bulls, you know, end up getting together? Are we going to have like, you know, another new species? Maybe there already are regals and bulls. I have no idea.
We'll try, right?
I don't know. Do they?
No, they try, but it doesn't work.
I wonder if in the wild it would.
Yeah. Well, you know how there's like the weird Florida hybrids? Because macaroni and coconut are those like...
Odiosis and Regal.
Yeah, like, what the hell are they? I don't know, but they're huge.
Basically. They're huge.
Yeah, you know, honestly, we might have to name them after you. So, if you make a new species.
Yeah, the Bolden.
Phidippus
spider.
Phidippus Lord. Oh, yeah.
You want to name it my first name?
My favorite thing is looking up the species and seeing when they were named, and it's like 1854, and you like think of some dusty old man that's like,
oh, what?
Yeah, right? This is cute. This is a therapist, but it just, I enjoy it.
I wonder how they got the names.
I don't know, man. Well, we learned about autiosis.
Yeah,
that means like leisure and being lazy.
So cool.
Well, one thing also that, like, a bull jumping spider went to space. Remember that? Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Kind of hate it, but, like, I kind of hate it, actually. But
a monkey went to space, too.
And a cat, right?
And a dog.
Jesus, what about?
They're just sending all the animals to space.
Yeah. Giraffes or Pixar didn't happen, you know, at this point. Crocodile.
Oh, that would be
didgeridoo. Oh, wait, that's the instrument. Kangaroo.
Oh,
I don't know. I hope they didn't kill it there. But
I know. Fingers crossed.
I don't remember the... Wasn't it trying to look at, like, how it made webs and no gravity?
I think so.
But they don't really make webs. They need an orb weaver.
I know. Orb weaver in space would be cool. I bet they have one.
Yeah, what the hell? Why did they take a jump? Was it...
Maybe to see how they would jump. I'll look that up and we'll talk about that on the next...
Yeah.
Next weekend.
Yeah, my God. But yeah, so Lauren has her amazing spider party. And we did also want to talk about more beginner things that, you know, is more, I don't know, instructionally to a point, like what you will need and things like that. What do you think, Lauren?
Yeah, things you'll need, things to know, things to look out for. We'll talk about.
Definitely. Yeah, that way you're not like me and you're like buying weird containers at Michael's and you're like, they can live in this. I just got to put a hole in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, because they don't need too much. But, you know, if we can do anything, it is to help people learn from our mistakes, I guess. So,
yeah. We've made a lot of, not, I wouldn't say mistakes, but we've learned a lot.
Definitely. Well, have a good spider party again. What was it? Spiderstuff.co?
Spiderstuff.co. If you're in the Reno area, come to Skyline Cafe, 5:30 to 7:30. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing everyone.
Dude, I'm so jealous. If anyone goes, please.
I know, I wish you could go.
Take so many pictures. It's going to be snowy and gross where I am. So.
Oh, boo.
But yeah, love you guys.
Thank you, everyone. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.